All right, listeners, prepare to be entertained. Eric Bickle's entertainment page is happening right now as we speak. And it's sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. The entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience and your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll set you up. The sales assistant. You'll be off and running. Of course, before you even get there, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. Of course, when you get there, make sure you mention me. They'll treat you like an absolute rock star.
Speaking of entertainment and the state of Montana, which Chris Dorian was in over the summer.
Okay, yes.
My buddies are out there. My buddy owns a house in Montana as well.
Right.
And he was out there playing golf. He just met Justin Timberlake on the golf course.
Did he say JT was a good dude, or said was he a
normal,
douche?
Said he was a normal guy. Talked to him for 10 minutes.
Did he look like he had Lyme disease?
Yeah. He looked pretty normal.
Did JT tell him not to go into the woods and look for his balls?
And get a tick?
Stay away.
Did it look like he had small package? Remember that also came out, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it, I don't know
I
if it's a waist-down picture.
Oh, yeah.
Does your buddy want
to No, it is a waist. It's a full picture.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Can I crash at your buddy's place? Does he? Is he cool with the DJ staying in his pad in Montana?
Yeah, would you ever go to Montana?
Sure.
Yeah. He always offers it.
It looks lovely out there.
Looks amazing.
I think that would be miserable.
Hey, speaking of vacation, we have a vacation update.
Oh, good.
JP? Oh, really?
Should we hold off on
that?
Are
we going to save that for later? Are we going to do it
no,
now?
No, I think we should do it now.
Yeah. It's kind of a
is it another JP crash
it's
out?
It's actually not JP.
Okay.
But the whole Flame family is getting in on it at this point.
All right.
They are at a place called Lake Garda.
Is it Isabella texting you?
Lake Garda.
Isabella? No, Kelsey. Well, I just DM'd her this morning, and I said if...
Update?
Yeah, any updates? She said it's been a great trip, and JP's just tense and stressed. Here's our current problem, though.
Okay.
We had a great boat day. Again, it's the afternoon there, so...
they're doing so many activities.
The car is a 10-minute walk away. We're planning to stop at a restaurant on the way back to the car. It's literally a straight path forward back to the car. But we stopped for lemonade right outside the boat. Dylan, who has a dead phone, refused to wait for anyone and immediately wanted to go back to the car to change. He said he would find us. He said it's a horrible idea, but he took the keys and left.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
they lost Dylan.
And got lost.
Now we're at a restaurant, 2 minutes from where the car is. We can't find him anywhere. Not at the car. Oh. He's nowhere to be seen. It's now been an hour.
Wow.
Dylan's been lost for an hour?
Dylan is lost at Lake Garda over an hour with a dead phone.
Wow.
Or a broken phone.
That's
all right,
not
so
great.
He needs to go somewhere and charge his phone.
How's he going to do that?
Remember, he cracked it. I don't know.
I don't know. He's got to go somewhere. He's got to get a charge. He's got to go into like a 7-Eleven or whatever they have over there.
Well, I know he's probably not going to eat whatever's on the menu at the restaurant, so it's not like he's missing any food.
Italian chicken fingers.
Oh, man.
Dylan's got some of his dad's stubbornness.
And you know Dylan, zero common sense or street smarts.
That's what Kelsey said.
Yeah, that's what she just said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if he's been gone for an hour, I mean
an hour's a long time.
I'd be freaking worried.
You should start worrying.
I mean, you're in another country.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
taken four.
So many tours.
He can handle himself, but he's going to have to somehow get his hands on a phone and call his freaking parents.
Well, why would he just go back to the car?
I don't know.
Where he said he was going.
Yeah.
And just wait there.
Well, he probably did, changed, and then he left. It got lost.
Maybe he's pounding back the car as we speak. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Something is happening every day over there with this family.
Drama-filled vacation.
That trip sounds like a freaking nightmare to me, man.
And it sounds expensive.
Definitely
really
expensive. Every time I open up my social media, there pops up the Flames on some wild excursion doing something.
Might be more expensive. You got to hire a search team to find your son.
It's got to be pricey. Hey,
Price in a private investigator.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to send a freaking Geraldo over there.
I mean, Lake Guard, it does look nice. I'm looking it up right now on Twitter. But this
I'll
is as close
word.
As I'll ever get to it.
Yeah, I'll take your
Looking
word for
it. Looking at it on a computer screen.
All right, real quick, let's go to George in Fredericksburg. Hey, George, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, boys. First off, man, thank you all so much for the laugh at 6:30 in the morning. Y'all had me waking up everybody in my house that early in the morning, man.
With the smelling salts bit? You like that?
Best bit ever, dude. Best bit ever, bro.
Did you catch the video yet?
So, like I said, I watched it live, dude. Like, okay. Very good. So it was hilarious.
Hold on one second. Mike Maher, let everybody know how they can digest the video, where they can find it.
So if you want the full video, the full segment, that's on YouTube right now. And then the short clip of all of us and our reactions is on Instagram and Twitter at Junks Radio.
Excellent.
So first off, that needs to be issued out as a challenge to any and everyone that y'all want to. Y'all need to start something with that. And I know that Doring said he's not an addict, but he kind of sound a little high.
he's done it about 1,000 times.
He sounds like he does it. I wonder if it even affects him.
I have to say, I think Drab's reaction was probably the most.
Was good. Jace's was good.
Nah. Bishbucks was the most. Dude, I was in here geeked out at 6:30 in the morning. Legit, like my 9-year-old was looking at me like I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, it was the best bit ever, man. Best bit ever.
But
glad you liked it. Glad you liked it.
With that being said, boys, what are you guys looking forward to most outside of health? What are you guys looking forward to most out of this preseason? I mean, I know it's just preseason, but what are you guys looking forward to most?
That's a good question.
You mean the preseason game number one or entire
just the
preseason?
Whole thing?
In general, for the whole
thing. All right, I want to see Amos for myself. But how sick would it be if we saw him make a pick?
That'd be nice.
I'd like to see. I want to see Jalen Lane returning kicks.
Yep.
I want to see Connerly protecting whoever's behind him.
I don't know how much Debo is going to play in the preseason, but I want to see him make a couple plays because I love that guy, and I think he's going to be huge for them. So,
My bad. Go ahead, dude.
No, I was going to say. I mean, there's a lot of things to look for. I want to see if Lattimore looks like a completely different player from last year. I agree on Amos. I mean, you want to see the rookies kind of make an impact. Bill? What about Bill? We want to see Bill and if he's going to run the ball, see how much he plays tomorrow. But I don't know. There's a lot of things to look forward to.
Well, my question is that in the same regard that if, you know, yesterday's practice helps Terry, if some of the receivers show out in preseason, does that hurt Terry in the same regard? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I would say that's possible on some level, but there's been no indication of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that so
much. No one's running the routes he's running, really, at his level, anyway.
You got you. Well, thanks, boys. I appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you, sir.
Thank you, George. All right, there you go.
George, it entertained him nice and early.
Actually, a lot of amazing feedback so far on social media. It's rare. Very positive feedback.
That is rare.
Positive feedback on the junk smelling salts bit. All right. Seemed to work. All right, Cakes.
Yes.
So ESPN, we talked about it yesterday. They have now joined forces with the NFL. They've got the red zone package now. And now they're saying that even though other sports like the NHL have tried the red zone, the NBA does it, nothing really hits like football.
Seems like it, yeah.
That concept, ESPN planning to bring.
So I have a question. Again, this is a question. Do not attack me.
You're allowed to have a question here and not be attacked.
Am I allowed to ask a question here if I don't know the answer?
In this room, it's a safe space.
Okay, safe space. Good. If I have regular old ESPN through like my YouTube TV, do I now get Red Zone without paying an extra vig? Or do I have to pay extra for the Red Zone?
I used to have YouTube TV. Didn't it come with YouTube TV? Are you sure?
I'm 99% sure it did not.
I don't
know. Now you got the Maypops version on NFL Network, whatever that's called.
Right.
Which is good.
I think it's called Game Day.
Not the same.
It might be Game Day Central.
Something like
that.
But it's not the same as Red Zone.
Hits.
It's not the same as Red Zone.
Yeah.
My question is, will old Johnny Flakes be able to turn on ESPN and get Red Zone right in my living room for free?
I don't know the
answer. Does anybody have that answer?
Gravy's going to have to search
it. I think they're going to have to pay
for it. Ask Rock. Somebody going to ask Rock.
Ask Rock?
Yeah.
It says here in the story, ESPN will own broad rights to Red Zone, including the trademark, and continue to distribute the channel to pay TV operators.
Pay TV. Okay, so there you go.
All right, I pay for my TV, so.
I don't know what that means.
I think it comes as part of the package.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm just grasping.
You're right. I hope you're right.
I think
that there's
a
reason.
But here's the deal. ESPN now, though, eyeing adding college football red zone to the Jason equation, which would make a lot of sense.
That's going to make his pants move.
That would make a lot of sense.
So hold on. They're thinking about doing it, or they are going to do that?
Well, I mean, I think that's
the plan.
They kind of already have it. They have a college football scoreboard. Mm-hmm. They're always rotating between games. They'll figure out a way to
brand it with the red zone, I'm sure.
More of our money.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Chris in Lorton. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
Got a quick question for you about JP, and since he's not there to flame while I ask this question. Now, JP is always talking about, you know, playing soccer, playing basketball, going running, talking about every single injury he's ever had, surgery.
Right.
Almost like he's chasing some sort of athletic prowess that he didn't have when he was a child.
Correct.
What was his athletic ability like? And is this guy athletic, or is he just trying to chase down some sort of
I mean, he's an athletic guy. He's a competitive guy. His biggest trait is competitiveness. So he was always like the smallest guy and everything. Not the smallest, but he was always one of the smaller guys. You know, he's feisty. He's a good competitor, of course. He's a good soccer player. He's good. He plays high school soccer. He played high school baseball. He's a good athlete.
He's just a smaller guy. Makes fun of Cakes' height all the time. That's interesting.
He doesn't Jake make fun of Cakes' height. He doesn't make
he
fun
might
of
have
height.
Me by like a half inch, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. JP's biggest attribute and maybe is just maybe his negative is just his competitiveness.
I would say it's his flaming, but you know maybe it is flaming. Yeah, competitiveness.
Can you imagine being in Europe for 10 days with flame?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Longtime Junks listener, Chris from Lorton. Right. Big caps mark. Chris from Lorton.
Oh, he's a Caps guy.
Big Caps guy.
Oh, did you see the couple of Caps are selling their homes? Former Caps.
Oh,
TJ Oshie.
I saw that his is on
the
market.
Where is he going?
He's moving to Minnesota.
Oh, really? So you're not going to see him out of Golfdom anymore?
No. Nick Backstrom. He's going back to Sweden.
Right. Wow.
The houses are on the market.
Then Obi in a year or two, his house will be up.
Yeah. Probably.
I would assume.
He gone.
Is
he taking his sandbag and handicap with him?
I know. He'll be doing that to people up in Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Valdez is very perturbed by this story. Little Tay, who I'm vaguely familiar with, some teen rapper, whatever.
Right. So it's female. Little Tay? It's not Lil Tay?
It's Lil.
Lil.
L-I-L. Lil.
Lil, okay.
Right, Lil Tay.
Yep.
Have no idea what she sings or anything.
Oh,
but,
it's a girl. All right.
She just turned 18. And right as she turned 18, right at the stroke of midnight, what'd she do, Cakes?
OnlyFans.
She opened her OnlyFans and made $1 million in the first day.
Wow, that's lucrative.
Made $1 million because all the pedo Pete's get out there, and that's what they do.
Mm, okay.
They love to sign up and see those 17-year-olds just turning 18.
Mm. Yeah, that's whatever. A weird bit,
did she show anything?
I don't know. I'm assuming if you're on OnlyFans, the probability of showing something.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but can you play one of her tunes?
Does she have a hit? Does Lil Tay have a hit?
I want you to listen to Drab's theory about this.
Okay, I'd love to hear Drab's theory.
All right.
What is said theory?
Well, I don't know.
He's uncomfortable.
She signed up for OnlyFans at midnight.
It gets very uncomfortable.
Put out a leaked video or the videos and pictures at 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
When were they taken?
That's a great question.
No, I mean, I don't know. Somebody took it before. What's the point? The point is a photographer participating in that.
You're still taking.
You're still
them
looking at under 18.
When she's 17.
It doesn't matter when it's uploaded. It was taken.
Okay, so you're saying
that's an area I don't
want. It was taken 2 weeks prior to her.
Could have been taken 10 minutes before. It doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's a loophole. You could bust some guys on a loophole on that one.
I don't want to be. I'm not a part of that loophole.
Yeah, you want to be a million miles away from that loophole.
Right, right.
I don't think it was a live stream of her OnlyFans.
Cody Shook saying he's got still shots of Jason reacting to the smelling salts. Most emotion we've seen from Jason in years. It is true.
I thought he was going to say
agree with that.
He had still shots of Lil Tay, and you don't want to admit that if
no,
you do.
No, you don't. So anyway, I guess didn't you guys use your OnlyFans account for somebody that maybe used to work here or something? And it was
what?
Or I don't remember who it was.
Oh, no.
What, it was somebody that you had a connection to.
A former sup pup.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
But you were very disappointed in the.
It was a big tease.
Hey, my employees are branching out. It's Brett.
It was like PG-13 content.
It might have been PG.
It might even have been PG.
It was a ripoff.
It was a
bait and switch.
Bait and switch. That's terrible. And last but not least, we can do more later if you want. Of course, it is Open Line Thursday if you want to chime in. Diddy's lawyer, his lead attorney, Mark Agnifilo, did an interview that's going to air tomorrow, I guess, with CBS Mornings, where he says, yeah, when Diddy gets out, he's going to meet with his family. He's going to care for his mom, make sure she's straight. And then he's going to have a concert at Madison Square Garden.
Well, there's not going to be anybody there.
we'll
by the way, if I were his attorney, I would short my name to, you said his last name is like Agnifilo.
That's what it looks like to
me. I'd be like Mark Angelo. I'm gonna tighten up my last name because that last name is a mouthful.
Mark Agnifilo.
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, not a good name.
All right,
it's kind of like John Oliver.
Yeah, mine at least rolls off the tongue a little bit better than Agnifilo. All right, don't forget, before we are done today, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere at Pier 6 Pavilion. We'll give those away before the show is done.